from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Our man Kate Nellis is down there in the MIA, the 305. taking on those Dolphins. Kate Nellis, starting linebacker for our Atlanta Falcons. Kate, man, it's good to have you back on the show. How was practice today, man? And obviously, you know what, we want to give a shout out to Rondale Moore. Prayers up, and hopefully this is not as serious, and hopefully he's able to get back. But we know that that kind of ended practice today. But how was it for you guys on the defensive side, man?
First off, appreciate y'all for having me back on. But yeah, prayers for Rondale that, you know, like you said, perfectly said, it's not how you want to end practice. It's not something that wants to happen. But praying for him, family, and hopefully it'll be quick, easy, nothing too serious, and we'll get him back out there soon so we can keep being the work that he is. But yeah, no, practice was good, man. It was a lot of fun. There was good energy out there today. You know, the good Lord bless us with some clouds out there, and we're able to keep flying around. So it was a good time.
Going into his sixth NFL season, it's Caden Ellis, and we had a great chance to talk to him last year when you got here. And I said he's going to lead the team in sacks.
You did say that.
So I didn't lose money on you. But I know you're going to bounce back this year, Caden. What do you think about the new scheme? What's the biggest difference with Jimmy Lake as the D.C.?
Yeah, thanks for sorry I lost you some money, but thanks for the prompt. I'll go for you again this year.
Thanks.
You know, Jimmy's bringing a really cool scheme. You know, obviously, he's been with Ron for a long time, and it's kind of something cool because they've been together since Tampa back in the day, and so they've had a plethora of different teams, different minds that they've been around, different players, different coaches, and kind of what they put together is pretty cool. And I think just one of the benefits of having you know, so many different inputs for the defensive scheme is they're not kind of landlocked into any one particular set or formation or personnel. They're really going at, you know, all right, who are our best players? What are their strengths? How are we going to capitalize on the roster that we have right now? And I just commend them for that, and they're doing a really good job, and I'm excited for us to go put it together on Sunday.
Caden, I want you to be completely honest about this, because the people down there in Miami hit me up today, and they said, look, the Dolphins aren't torching. They're not torching the Falcons. Everybody says, you know, Tyreek Hill and Jaden Waddle. And when you guys had a chance to go up against, you know, one-on-ones, I'm talking about ones versus ones, the first team, you guys were disruptive up front. This is what is being reported. And you guys, didn't get torched. So you got to feel pretty good about that, right, with this explosive offense that you were facing.
Yes, obviously seeing what they've been able to do, the speed that they have all over the field was something that we were excited to come in, and we knew that. I mean, we've known going up against our offense that we're tough, that we're a good defense, and that we've got good rules and a good ability to play anything. But when you add that speed component that they have, maybe the best in the league, all of a sudden, you know, some rules are going to get tested a little bit. And I can probably say our rules and our players held up great. We did a really good job. We guys in the back end covered, played hard, did what they had to do, and locked some guys down. And up front, we were able to get after the quarterback quite a bit. So it was a good 2 days for us.
We talked the other day with, who's it, Braylon Trice. Again, he was maybe missed the early day in practice. Caden Ellis joins us today. What do you think about some of the new guys,
yeah,
you know, that are in the, obviously they're behind you on the depth chart, but it looks like we've added some physicality and some real length on defense.
Yes. I think they've done a really good job of pulling some new faces. Braylon, he's a powerful human being, and that's one guy I really like watching and getting to play behind because he's disruptive. And when you get big boys up front who are disruptive, it makes everything, trickle down effect. It makes everything behind him a lot easier. It makes it easier for us at linebacker spot. And then if we can also go and be disruptive, it makes things a little bit easier on Jesse and those guys in the back. So having those guys up front, you know, JD, some of the other dudes, a bunch of these, I mean, we've already had a really good D-line. I know they had some injuries last year, but at the end of the day, we had some dudes up front, and they just went out and found some more. So it's been really positive.
Caden Ellis here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tell us about what you see with Arnold Ebiketie. I think he takes a jump. He had 6 sacks last year. Caden, I keep saying he's got to be a double-digit sack guy. And then again, reports out of Miami is he was getting after. You know, could have had 2 a couple of times in the backfield there. Give me your analysis on Arnold Ebiketie.
Yeah, you know, AK's he's an awesome player. He was in our linebacker room last year. It was fun to be there with him. And now, you know, he's moved on to the outside backers, true, you know, kind of the 3-4 defense. But it obviously fits him really well, and it's going to use his skill set to the best of their ability, and he'll have every opportunity to go out there and be that double-digit sack guy that we all want him to be, and he's obviously capable of being. So I'm excited for him. He's got, you know, his talent through the roof. His sky's the limit, and I'm excited to see him go.
We talked a lot about in the offseason the moves that were made, and obviously no bigger story than picking up Kirk Cousins. What do you think about the guy? I mean, it just seems like natural leader. Every time we hear a soundbite, Caden, it's like, wow, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
How's the buzz with the locker room with Kirk?
Yeah, no, Kirk's awesome. He's like, obviously you know it, and you see, I mean, the dang commercial last year for the NFL schedule when they're releasing it, and he had the, you know, he just kind of plays into the role that he is, and the humor that he has, the dang chains and the cold cash, and I mean, things from that just make you laugh and, you know, kind of maybe break the ice or whatever. And then at the same time, he's someone that you can sit down and have a really serious conversation to. You can go to him for anything, and he'll help you, whether it's football, faith, family, all the above. So he's just an awesome guy. He's really adamant about helping his team in every way he possibly can. Obviously, it's going to be by leading us on the field as a quarterback. But what's maybe most impressive is how he's doing it in the background, growing relationships, developing that camaraderie that, I've been around Drew Brees and whatnot, and I was there at the end of his, and there was a very special camaraderie there, and you get a guy like Kirk Cousins who has all the talent to, you know, go be that Super Bowl winning quarterback to bring the first championship to Atlanta. But some guys around the league that are also talented like that already have that camaraderie going, so what I think he's doing a really good job of is really plugging in and becoming not only that leader on the field, that leader off the field, and it's going to be a blessing to be with him.
Caden, tell us how you're handling this competition between Nate Landman, the Hammer, and Troy Anderson being back. We know they're really good friends. You guys seem all like you're cool together. But we know that somebody's going to see a majority of the snaps, right? How are you handling that when, you know, you're kind of in the middle of it, seeing these guys compete every day?
Yeah, I just keep telling them, look, at the end of the day, again, like I was talking about earlier with the defensive staff, I was like, guys, these coaches, they have a lot of knowledge and expertise, and they seem adamant that they are going to get the best players in the field. So I just keep telling them, let's go out and let's make the most plays in the field, and they'll find a way to get us out there. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
That's kind of how I keep telling them, and obviously the coaches have decisions to make and people to put on the field. And I told them, look, I'll play outside backer, inside backer. Let's just put the best guys out there. So whoever's making plays, let's go. Right. So I think, you know, kind of how you got to look at that. For them individually, us as a linebacker room and us collectively as a defense, is just make the plays, put yourself in a position, and let the coaches decide after that.
It's Caden Ellis with us, guys, Falcons linebacker here on the Wait4.com Hotline. We're live at Taco Mac up here in Marietta. The expectations for this team are certainly higher than they've been because we have a quarterback. No knock on the other guys that, you know, we're here. It's just we've elevated that position. Do you feel the buzz? I mean, you look around the room because you've been in the league now. This is your sixth season. Do you see the talent and think this team can be a team that can make that run?
Yes, and I mean, it's one of those things that last year you also saw the talent. Obviously, things didn't come together for, you know, reasons that are known and obvious, and maybe some reasons that aren't, but at the end of the day, it didn't come together. BC, the roster, has a lot of key pieces back, a lot of pieces that you saw last year that were going to be special, that were, and now I believe that we've put ourselves into a position with some of the acquisitions Terry and everybody's made from the coaching staff down to the different players that I think it's going to allow us to capitalize on the opportunities, capitalize on the talent, capitalize on the rooms that we have, because these position groups we have, I mean, they're all pretty, I mean, it seems pretty loaded. Now you got to go make it happen. You got to go out there and execute. And what's so awesome, maybe my favorite thing about it is just, the talent there, but the attitude and effort and just the hunger and energy is just contagiously there, you know. In the middle of training camp, there's going to be days where you're tired, you're sore, you're hurt, you're bumped, you're bruised. And I've been on plenty of teams in the past where it was really hard to get yourself in the middle of practice back in the right mindset. Right now, it's just contagious. It's easy. It's like, no matter how sore I am, it doesn't matter because we're out there, we're going, it's fun, it's enjoyable, and we're all chasing something special together.
Caden, I have a personal favor to ask you. Can I ask you something?
Yep.
All right. So, last year, we played New Orleans the last game of the season. Now, Jameis Winston's not there anymore. But you and I both know that was some BS they pulled at the end of the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And all I'm saying, you know it was, and all I'm saying is, when these guys roll into Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I think it's week five, Mike? Bro, come on, man. We got to make that personal. That was completely uncalled for, man. I'm still hot about it, Caden.
Oh, we're coming. Don't worry. We got it.
Okay.
But actions speak louder than words. We'll come.
Okay.
We'll take care of business.
That's what I'm talking about. That the way that went down last year just didn't sit well with any Falcon fan. And I was like, really? Y'all going to punch it in with, like, no time on the clock? It was ridiculous.
I know that was a bad look, but it's all right. We'll get ours.
Okay, cool. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, for what it's worth, I was down there, too.
How many times we can punch Tyler and Bajon in there?
Right on.
Okay. All right, cool.
Right on, brother. Well, hey, man. And by the way, I how excited are you? I mean, just as I'm sure as you get up for every game you play, but knowing you'll be in the national spotlight, too. We got a lot of national juice, a lot of primetime games this year.
Yeah.
I know, it's fun, right? Makes it easier for my family out west to see the game, so I'm really excited for it. my grandparents will text me all the time and be like, "We were listening on the radio, or you know, we were checking on the app, but you know, we don't get that game anymore." And last year, that was almost every game, but this year we got some west games, we got some primetime games. My family's gonna be able to watch a lot. I'm excited.
No, man, it's going to be – Caden Ellis is going to be a good year, bro. So I'm glad you guys got some good work in down there. And once again, you can confirm defensive front was disruptive in these two practices against Miami. Yes?
Oh, yeah, we were rolling.
Awesome. All right, man. Appreciate you, bro. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay, done deal. Talk to you all
soon.
Thanks,
man. Thanks good
stuff. God bless.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.